Bashir, you're the host of Education at the Crossroads at BAI, but you're also one of the original organizers of this event today.
This is the International African Arts Festival, and at this point, this is our 34th year. This is our second year at this location, Commodore Barry Park in the downtown Brooklyn area.
Well, this year seems larger than the other years. Are you growing in attendance?
Well, you know, what had happened is that last year was our first year here at this location. This space here is a little over 10 acres. So the issue is, how do we best utilize that 10 acres of space? And we think we have a pretty good handle on it right now.
This is a public park?
Yes, it is. It's a public park and people can come here.
Now you have two stages and very high quality of performances. I've seen Alvin Ailey, I've seen African music, I've seen Caribbean. Can you tell me some of the performers that you had today?
First, we had a focus on dance and we had a creative outlet dance company and the Gallman Dance School from Newark here on this particular space. Over at the runway space, Ilambe Brath, another WBAI producer, had a tribute to Patrice Lumumba because today is Patrice Lumumba's 80th birthday. And we've got a lot more entertainment for the rest of the evening and for the rest of the days. We've got a really something for everybody, so people need to come down.
That's a two-day event?
4 days. Started July 1st and going until July 4th.
There's an emphasis on Africa, on the origins or the commonality of all black people. Is this something that was original in the first event that you had 34 years ago?
Well, the first event was called the African Street Carnival, and it was actually a closing celebration for an independent black school called Uhuru Sasa. And we feel that we have, in fact, brought this whole issue and question of Africa and culture not only to people in Brooklyn, not only to people in New York, but to people around the country and around the world. Many of us see ourselves as African people, and therefore we have that influence manifested in many different kinds of ways. The way we dress, I mean, many of the things that we do culturally, hopefully in some instances, the way that we think, the way that we act.
It is a sort of a return to the source?
Yeah, you could say that. You know, a return to the source, what people now talk about, Sankofa, going back to retrieve something that you really have already had. And that kind of consistency is what we've been about for the last 34 years, and we want to see how long we can go ahead and continue that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people performing rituals of the spilling of the water.
Libation.
Libation, correct. Now, you also have a lot of vendors.
I mean, we've had hundreds of vendors for some time. And what happened is I think a number of vendors were kind of hesitant to come to this new location. But what's going to happen is that after the success of the festival this year, we'll even have more vendors next year, which will be our 35th anniversary. And I think we've got a number of surprises in store as we're already really planning for our 35th anniversary, which will be next year.
Your attendance this year, what do you think?
For the next 3 days, we're going to have nothing but sun. We would think that we'll probably have in excess of 30,000 people over the 4 days.
For people who listen to BAI, what is the pitch?
The pitch is come on down and enjoy the culture. I mean, the other thing, unfortunately, is that WBAI is not going to be able to broadcast because we ended up having a problem with Verizon.
And we're at Navy Street between
Flushing Avenue and Park Avenues in the downtown Brooklyn area.
So come on down.
Come on down.